Hey guys, just want to take time again to thank you for listening, as always, to the podcast. It really does go a long way, and I know I put out as many episodes as I can by myself with co-hosts when I can, as I can, and I do apologize for little sponsored segment things that come up about Anchor and everything like that, but it does help support as little as it is. It does help support just, you know, a little bit. It really does go a long way. It's nothing crazy, nothing major, but it's the start of something. It's the start of something that I'm passionate about and I enjoy genuinely. So those of you that listen and keep coming back and keep listening, thank you so much. I do apologize about the ad that is going to follow this. It's about a minute long, so if you want to skip to the 2 to 3 minute mark, that's where the podcast starts. But guys, thank you again so much for love and support. Enjoy.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, however it is you may be listening, wherever it is you may be listening, or however it is you may be watching. Welcome to another episode of the Sports Euphoria Podcast. It is me, your host, Dave, solo dolo again today, but that's all right. I'm trying to get shit done. You know how it goes. All right, so hope everybody had a good week. It is Friday. Hope everybody has a great weekend. And yeah, we're just going to kind of just get straight into it, see what's going on. Real quick, want to talk about, I tweeted out and shared on my Instagram and some stuff today, a story about Darius Slay from the Philadelphia Eagles and how he
and how he shuts people down, right? Just straight up shuts them down. Even it was two that I had done. There was Darius Slay, week one, Calvin Ridley, two targets, zero receptions. Brandon Ayuk, week two, one catch, 6 yards. Cooper, one reception, 6 yards. Hill, one reception, 15 yards. DJ Moore, who was on fire, two receptions, 14 yards. And Mike Evans, two catches for 27 yards. As everybody is well aware, me and my soapbox last week or earlier this week talked about Trayvon Diggs and how he is not a good cornerback yet, and his interceptions are not indicative of good coverage. You know, right place, right time. And yes, I've gone into it. Part of being a cornerback is being at the right place at the right time, and I get that. But it's gonna just inflate numbers. You're not yes, you're changing the game per se because you're getting a turnover and stuff like that, and your offense is fantastic. That's great. You know, but this is shutdown corner work right here. Not getting beat by Kendrick Bourne. You know, going up against pretty much who they deem the best receiver and just shutting them down. Not getting beat by Kendrick Bourne. Not getting beat by Jacoby Myers when you get bailed out by a penalty. Again, this is far beyond being a Giants fan. I'm praising a Philadelphia Eagle, even when he was the Detroit Lions. The man just shuts people down. Okay, this is the definition of a shutdown corner right here. Not interceptions, not no. Like I said before, Nnamdi Asamoah, Darrelle Revis, Champ Bailey. Yeah, you have your years where, you know, quarterbacks try to see if they can beat the guy once. Doesn't happen. Interception. Charles Woodson. These people you don't test. You don't do it. They're going after Diggs for a reason. They don't believe he's that good yet. So anyway, also, there was a stat that I saw that was tweeted out. Patrick Surtain is the second most man coverage snaps without allowing a TD amongst cornerbacks. Shut it down, bro. Rookie. He's a rookie. I get it. His coaching was, you know, his father. I get it. But you can't teach these all of these things. Instinct, feel. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing. I'm done with this bullshit. Done with it. Like, stop, man. Just stop. Anyway, I want to talk about my misses real quick. Yeah, they were bad. My misses were terrible. Absolutely terrible. I really don't know what else to say. It was atrocious. Absolutely atrocious. Couldn't have been any more wrong about the Donovan Peoples-Jones. He was hurt, had a groin injury, to end up not playing any snaps. Absolutely atrocious. Couldn't have been any more. He played no snaps. I'm sorry. He played no snaps. I even got my bets back from my parlays because he didn't play. Talked to my teammate in one league. I'm like, hey, let's pick up DPJ. He's going to be good this week. He's going to go off. You know, did not expect both OBJ and Landry to come back and play. You know, OBJ's washed up. You could probably drop him now. They're a run first team. All right. And they looked really good with Case Keenum, man. 199 yards, you know, they were missing a lot of offensive linemen. Ernest Johnson, 22 for 146. He did have two catches as well. Cortland Sutton showed up again at a nice one-handed catch early for about 31 yards. But Case Keenum, quarterback's positions coach, is the head coach and his offensive coordinator, the same offensive coordinator he had when he was in Minnesota in 2017 when they went to the NFC Championship game. The Minnesota Miracle. Look it up if you don't know. But yeah, no, I think, you know, I don't like Baker, fantasy quarterback or anything like that. I like Keenum more so I would like Keenum over Baker as a fantasy quarterback, cause he knows the system better, I think. And he had success with that system, even though he did throw the ball a lot when he was in Minnesota. Yeah, Dearness Johnson, there's a chance that Chubb still doesn't play next week. So, you know, if that's the case, load him up for the most part. It's your only option. Just got to roll dice. Obviously, if you picked him up because of the bye weeks and you needed somebody, I would feel more comfortable starting the bye week guys over Dearness Johnson for sure, especially against the Steelers, who, you know, have a pretty good run defense. So, again, if you're desperate or you have or you're riddled with injuries. But we're going to move on to the games for the previews for week 7. This is probably going to be a little bit of a shorter episode. I'm going to kind of blow through this real quick. Not super quick, but I'm not going to spend too much time on the games like I usually do. Going to try to just focus on the good matchups, you know, but like the other ones I'm like, eh, about. Jets-Patriots. Damian Harris and Michael Carter. That's it. I don't really like anybody else on the team. I mean, if in flex positions and flex things, take Jacoby Myers, but Jets pass defense has been very good. So it's kind of, I mean, I have to start him in one of my leagues because we just need him. But it happens. So other than that, Michael Carter, you could, I mean, Corey Davis is a flex if you need somebody, but he just has not been performing. And the Patriots defense, we saw what Zach Wilson, what happened to Zach Wilson the last time he played them. So I just use that as reference. Next, we have Panthers-Giants. You're starting Chuba Hubbard. And you're starting DJ Moore. If you still have, for some reason, have Robbie Anderson, I mean, the Giants just suck. Just start anybody from the Panthers, you should be fine. I mean, yeah, start anybody. Giants defense is just terrible. They have no pressure. Sam Darnold's terrible. They throw. Start the Panthers defense because I just don't think they're going to move the ball. I don't think Jones is going to turn it over too much. I just think they're going to have a lot of three and outs or a lot of just like, not three and outs, but just they're not going to convert a lot on third down, on a lot of third downs. I just think it's going to be like a high, one-sided affair. I don't, like I said, if you're looking for turnovers from your defense, I don't like the Panthers because Jones has been good, but other than last week, but again, it was a shootout, so he's taking risks. I think a lot of people tend to forget about that. So, you know, maybe if the Panthers get ahead early, the defense gets some interceptions and stuff, but I wouldn't hold your breath. They're probably going to try to rely on Devontae Booker a lot. But you're starting pretty much anybody from the Panthers. You could get away with starting Sam Darnold if you need to this week, if you have some quarterbacks on buys and you're a streaming quarterback because you only went with one because it is the Giants. So, Chuba Hubbard, you're going to play him because Darrell Henderson had his way with him. DJ Moore's a stud. There's no way they slow him down. I really just think that it's setting itself up that they're just going to not fail, except for Robbie Anderson. He's probably going to drop 18 passes. But I could also see them just relying on Chuba a lot, on Hubbard, and just kind of rolling with it. Giants, I mean, Devontae Booker, because you're going to need a body, especially if you had Saquon. If Shepard plays, look for Shepard, because they're going to be from behind and throwing the ball a lot. I also look for, it scares me a little bit, but Darius Slayton. For boom or bust, because he is that stretch the field guy, especially with no Tony and Galladay. So if Slayton does play, they do have some rapport. He can hit Slayton if he holds onto the football this time. But those are probably the two options. Ingram's hurt again. I don't even know if he's going to play. The tight end situation is fucked up as it is. But I really only like Booker. And if Shepard had a setback, so just monitor that. I'll retweet whatever I see. But also just keep an eye on, like I said, Slayton, because it could just be the Devontae Booker show and the Daniel Jones show. They might try to get him to run a little bit, but I wouldn't even play him, to be completely honest with you. I don't know what they're going to do, man. Their offensive line is just a revolving door. Andrew Thomas is on the IR. It's just not going to be pretty. Next, we have Washington, Green Bay. Washington's defense didn't really slow down anybody, hasn't slowed down anybody all year. I don't expect them to stop Aaron Rodgers and the Packers offense. A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones. I like A.J. Dillon in PPR and as a flex. Non-PPR, I'm not really a huge, huge fan. There have been splitting carries, Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon, so you can get some value from A.J. Dillon. But Aaron Jones is still a guy. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers. Devontae Adams. It's Devontae freaking Adams. No, you know, Washington's defense is just an embarrassment right now with how good they're supposed to be on paper. It's just whatever. Enjoy the Celtics game. I don't blame you for sitting, Dearness. If you, King, I don't blame you for it. I was not high on it. I really thought that the Broncos defense was going to show up. They knew they could only really run the ball. So I was just very, very disappointed. But Von Miller did go down. But enjoy the game, man. Have a good time. Be safe. Be safe for sure. Definitely please be safe. So, Washington, their offense is, and Taylor Heinicke came out and said that he's trying to make the perfect throw. And by doing that, he's doing more harm than good. So I'm looking for him to kind of just come back this week and maybe just kind of have some fun with it. Play how he was last year, a little bit more loose. Packers secondary is not really good. I don't know how McLaurin's going to do if Alexander's playing and is shadowing him. I do like Ricky Seals-Jones to have a very nice game, though. And I do like J.D. McKissic to have a good game, even if Gibson plays, because McLaurin, I think, is going to end up being shut down. So they might end up using McKissic in a couple different ways. If Gibson doesn't play, you're definitely starting McKissic. No questions asked, for sure. That's pretty much it there. Like I said, Ricky Seals-Jones, because he's a tight end body. But he's shown he can produce, and Heinicke does like him. Other than that, there's no Curtis Samuel. Deami Brown, I think he might still be out as well. Just Ricky Seals-Jones, McLaurin, and McKissic or Gibson. Nothing too crazy. If Gibson plays and you have like a Damien Harris, I start Harris over McKissic. I start Hubbard over McKissic. I mean, over Gibson. Harris, Hubbard, Darrell Williams over Gibson, just in case he gets hurt again and you play him and he makes a wrong cut and he's out again for the game. So just keep that in mind. Leg injuries scare me a little bit with running backs. If you're in a position to start somebody else, I would always recommend starting somebody else. And if you get burned, you get burned, but okay. And you're only starting Robert Tonyan in non-PPR leagues. Chiefs, Titans, let's put it this way. Chiefs defense has been deplorable. They're probably going to run the ball the Titans are going to run the ball against the Chiefs. Just make it a quick, easy game. So load up Derrick Henry. A.J. Brown should have a little bit of a better performance as long as he doesn't eat fast food anymore, because he did have poison sickness. Food poisoning. He was sick. For the Chiefs, Kelce was left off the injury report. You're going to start a Tyreek. That's really it. And Mahomes and Darrell Williams, nothing too crazy. I don't expect it to be a shootout, because I do expect the Titans to just really pound the ball. However, don't be surprised if, coming off of the win that they came off of last week, the Titans, that they lose, having a letdown game. It just wouldn't surprise me if they have a letdown game. So keep that in mind. Just in case, Mahomes is still going to get his, they're going to get theirs. The Chiefs are going to get theirs. Titans just scare me because, like I said, you got up for this one game, now you got to come back down and play the Chiefs. At least, though, it's another high-level opponent. So you should be able to get up against the Chiefs. And you're going to want to play well, but just feed the ball to fucking King Henry. Sorry for my cursing. Just feed the ball, though. To Derrick Henry, and you should be fine. Falcons, Dolphins, Matt Ryan. I like him a lot over a lot of other people, over Tannehill, over both New York quarterbacks, over Heinicke, over Rodgers, over Tannehill, over any of the games I covered, I like Matt Ryan a lot. The Dolphins are still going to be a little susceptible to the pass if they're missing their two cornerbacks still in Jones and Howard. So, yeah, load up the Falcons. You're going to get Calvin Ridley comes back. Kyle Pitts should still be doing Kyle Pitts things. Hopefully the bye week hasn't slowed him down. Cordarrelle Patterson, you're loading up, and we have to start Mike Davis in my one league because we're just desperate. But hopefully they came up with some sort of scheme to kind of get Mike Davis a little more confident and running harder and just the O-line to block better for him, because in the games I've been watching, the O-line hasn't been blocking overly well for them. And there's a big difference, I should say, when Mike Davis runs the ball to when Cordarrelle Patterson runs the ball. Cordarrelle Patterson is not getting touched yet. He's getting a couple yards before he gets touched, where Mike Davis is just getting touched as soon as he gets the handoff. I expect Tua to have a big game as well. So you're loading up Kyle Pitts because the tight ends are the tight ends, and he just came off a big performance. Matt Ryan, if you're streaming, especially with the bye weeks, Matt Ryan, Kyle Ridley, Patterson, and Mike Davis in PPR, because he does get the catches. For the Dolphins, I don't trust any of their running backs. You're going to start Mike Gesicki. You're going to start Jalen Waddle as a flex. It was good to see his touchdowns. All of his touchdowns so far this year, I believe, came when Tua has been the quarterback. Tua is going to be playing with a chip on his shoulder with the Deshaun Watson trades picking up, the trade rumors. So I think he's going to come out and have a big game. I expect this game to be over the 47.5 over-under that they're giving it, point total. I think it has a chance to be a sneaky shootout and probably one of the more entertaining 1 o'clock games on Sunday. But definitely think Matt Ryan, load him up, get ready to go, and I think you're going to have some nice fireworks for the Falcons and Dolphins game. But no Dolphins running backs, Tua, Gesicki, and Waddle. Waddle is a flex, wide receiver 3. Gesicki's a tight end. This is a game of two good young tight ends that should be in the league for a very long time, so I'm excited to see that, considering I also have both of them on one of my dynasty leagues. Bengals-Ravens. I am very afraid for the Bengals. I think this is probably going to be under the 40. I think it'll be a lower scoring game. It's division rivalry. This is, a big test for Joe Burrow to kind of see what he can do this week. Lamar Jackson's shown you he can beat you in any way, shape, or form. However you try to stop him, he's just going to do something else. He's been completing an extremely high percentage of his passes, a bunch of yards, and you always have to be wary of his legs. But you're going to start the regular Bengals you've been starting. Joe Mixon, Ja'Marr Chase, and Joe Burrow. Depending on, again, your quarterback situation, if you have quarterbacks on bye, I think the Bengals are going to have to throw a lot, because I think the Ravens are just going to kind of either just do clock control, and then the Bengals are still going to be down, so they're going to have to try to speed it up. T. Higgins in PPR, I don't like Tyler Boyd. Unless you're in super deep, like 14, 16 team leagues, not a big Boyd fan. I think this is probably going to be a little bit of a better game for Higgins because he's a bigger body that I think Burrow is going to need to rely on that a little bit more, because I don't think he's going to have too much time to throw the ball deep to Chase. But you're going to load up Lamar Jackson. Latavius Murray is questionable to play right now, I believe. I have Devontae Freeman in the league, and I really think Devontae Freeman has been looking like the better one of their 3 to 4 running backs they have, and I think he's going to be utilized a lot this week. I'm hoping. I'm also being biased there, so just starting out there too. But I definitely think that Freeman's due for a big game. I wouldn't, he has the ability to finish in the top 12, I think, as a running back, Devontae Freeman, this week. Especially with how they looked with all their running backs last week, with 3 of them scoring touchdowns. They're going to want to control the clock as well. So, I see this being a big run game because both offenses can score, with a flip of a switch. But you're starting Marquise Brown, you're starting Mark Andrews, you're starting, I like Devontae Freeman and Lamar Jackson. Sammy Watkins is still iffy, but I would rather have Marquise Brown right now. And if you're in deep, deep leagues and you don't have receivers, we're going 14 to 16 teams. I do like Rashad Bateman. as well. He's going to be able to catch the ball. I know Marquise Brown had some drops, you know, obviously a couple weeks back against the Lions. But I do think that, you know, Bateman can get you some good PPR points. He's good with the hands. He holds on to the ball, not like Marquise Brown. But it's Mark Andrews, Mark Andrews, Mark Andrews, Marquise Brown. Mark Andrews, Mark Andrews, Marquise Brown. And then some runs sprinkled in here or there. It is going to be a good game. It's going to be a close game. I think it might come down to the final drive for sure. But it'll be a good game. You're going to load up the usuals. Like I said, Jackson, Burrow, Mixon, Chase, Marquise Brown, Mark Andrews, and T. Higgins if you need a flex with the big bye week. Next, Raiders, Eagles. This one I expect to be a shootout for sure. I really do expect it to be a shootout. I don't know who Darius Slay is going to cover. I think he's probably going to try to cover Waller. So Waller scares me a little bit because he does look at Waller as a wide receiver. I believe he said that as well this week. Jalen Hurts is going to get you the points. You're just going to start Jalen Hurts because he's going to get you fantasy points. He's either going to rush for a touchdown or pass for a touchdown. I expect Devontae Smith to have a little bit of a bigger game here and kind of, you know, get out of his little slump. He is talented. He's just the best threat they have. So they're just going to, you know, double him up, bracket him, or have help over the top. So just, you know, keep that in mind. Again, depending on your situation, in one of my leagues, it is a dynasty league. I do have a lot of young wide receivers, young unproven receivers. Devontae Smith and Marquise Brown. Even though Marquise Brown has shown you flashes, you know, he shows you he also will give you a dud of a game. So be aware of that. I also think this is going to be the game for Miles Sanders. I've been saying it for a while now, but I'm hoping finally, you know, if you say something enough times, it should come true, right? He's averaging 4.7 yards a carry, which is insane. And the two games that they won, he touched the ball a good amount, at least 13 times. So Miles Sanders touches the ball 13 times, you win the game. I mean, I would then give the ball to Miles Sanders, but that's just me. And Dallas Goedert was taken off of the COVID reserve list. So with no more Zach Ertz there, load up Goddard. Waller scares me. He's shown you keep being consistent. You're going to start Waller because tight ends are terrible. Tight ends are terrible. But if Slay shadows him, don't expect big production out of him. If you're watching the game and you see number two on number 83, good luck. Derek Carr is second in the league in passing behind Tom Brady. So you can now load him up because I think they're going to have to score points. He's shown you that other receivers can make catches. Henry Ruggs should be due for a big game, especially if Waller is being shadowed by Slay. Hunter Renfro, we know what he's going to do. You know, he's not just catching in the ALCS right now. He is also playing football. So, you know, keep that in mind. You know, the guy might be tired, but he can only score a touchdown. So Miles Sanders, Jalen Hurts, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, Derek Carr, Josh Jacobs, if you have him, he was vocal about Kenyon Drake getting more carries because he's just that talented. The coaching staff also with the Gruden changes showed that they may like Drake a little bit more as well. But Jacobs, Waller, Ruggs is boomer bust, though, so keep that in mind. He's very, like, he has to get you that catch. I talked about it last week where he's gone up and gotten those tough catches for you, which you like to see. So this way he's not just like a DeSean Jackson type player where he's just going to go run really fast and hopefully get you an 80-yard touchdown. So Renfro, obviously, the red zone threat. I think you're loading up all the receivers. Renfro and PPR flexes or third or three receiver leagues. And Eagles, if you're desperate and you need a receiver based on injuries, if you have Giants receivers based on whatever the case may be, Quez Watkins would probably be a guy to take a look at. Jalen Hurts does throw the ball his way. He just can't convert on it. But hopefully with the running game that they're able to establish now, if they decide to do so with Miles Sanders, the play action will then help lead Jalen Hurts into making better throws and having more time to throw the ball. So we'll see. Next game, Lions-Rams, revenge game for Matthew Stafford and for Jared Goff. Look, you're not starting Jared Goff, so it's totally fine. You're You're loading up every single person on the Rams this week. Matthew Stafford, Darrell Henderson, Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp, Tyler Higbee. He wants to light up the scoreboard against these guys. It was 10 years of hell for this man. All right, so he definitely is looking to get some revenge for sure. But yes, I am still a little weary of Robert Woods. If you have better options, obviously start them. I like AJ Green over Robert Woods. You know, with no Antonio Brown, I like Godwin a little bit more from the Bucs over Woods. Michael Pittman over Woods, those types of players over Robert Woods, I do like. But if you don't have those players, obviously, you know, if you have a Julio Jones, obviously you're gonna play, you know, Robert Woods. If you have Mecole Hardman, you're gonna play Robert Woods. But yeah, the usuals, Cooper Kupp's due for a big game. Matthew Stafford's probably gonna light it up. Probably gonna be a little emotional, but not like a Tom Brady emotional. And Darrell Henderson, for sure. And Higbee, because, like I said, you need a warm body for tight ends. Anybody that's shown you they can have a big game, you're going to play them. The Lions, I'm only starting DeAndre Swift in all formats. Tyler, oh my gosh, TJ Hockenson. Oh, wow. TJ Hockenson, you're starting as well. And Amon-Ra St. Brown, you're going to play two because I expect this game to get out of control early and they're going to have to pass the ball. DeAndre Swift is the receiving back as well. I mean, Williams does catch the ball, but I think the play is going to be DeAndre Swift, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and TJ Hockenson. Next, Texans Cardinals. Yeah, JJ Watt had this game circled for a while. They have Zach Ertz. Look, when you get a new car, right? This is a Zach Ertz, my Zach Ertz analogy, okay? When you get a new car, what's one thing you want to do with a new car? You want to drive it around town. You want to take that thing out any chance you get. You want to show people. You want to tell people. You want to do whatever it is you can. Why? Because it's a new car. You worked hard for it. You want to show it off. You want to, you know, it's your new toy. You want to do great things with it. You want to, you know, maybe you want to get tints. You want to, you know, customize it. You want to tweak it a little bit, make it fit more you. All right. Well, that's Zach Ertz for the Cardinals. They have a legitimate Pro Bowl tight end. And they are going to want to show off their new toy like no tomorrow. Now Murray has a safety net. Murray just became more dangerous, not taking anything away from Max Williams, but dude, it's Zach frickin' Ertz. Dude, people make their fantasy team names after this man, okay? That's how you know you've made it in a professional sport if people are naming you after your... People are making fantasy team names about your name. So, we're just leaving it there like that. Rondell Moore, I don't like... I'm starting Christian Kirk because I just think it's going to be a shootout and we need to in our league because it's the bye NATO, bye Mageddon, bye week hell, whatever you want to call it. So we're a little desperate. Chase Edmonds scares me a little bit because he is hurting with his shoulder. If he does play, I do expect him to kind of get some play as well. But James Conner is probably going to get a lot more play. I do like James Conner, but again, if your running backs are on byes, or you have San Francisco's running backs, or if you have new... Seattle's running backs, or if you have, who else is having a running back trouble? The Giants running backs. You know, I'd probably start Connor over Booker. But Texans is just Brandon Cooks. It's going to get sloppy, and I just think Brandon Cooks is the only play.
That's it. Just Brandon. Mm-hmm.
Maybe Mark Ingram, because he's the only running back really there that's getting running back work. So maybe they probably sprinkle in some David Johnson just to, I don't know why, but man just fell to the face of the earth. Used to be a top pick overall. Now we can't hold on to the football. So go figure that one out. You're starting Kyler. You're starting Ertz. You're starting AJ Green. You're starting DJ. Oh, gee, I can't. Oh, my God. You're starting DeAndre Hopkins. I am like all over the place with names right now. So, and you're also starting the Cardinals defense.
This is going to get ugly. And Davis Mills is going to throw a lot of interceptions. All right, good. This now became an ASMR podcast.
I'm kidding. So, that's the Cardinals-Texans game. Next game, Buccaneers-Bears. Load up the Buccaneers defense, please. Okay. Khalil Herbert is a running back. I am not too happy about his pass. We'll see if he can catch the ball, because if Damien Williams, 10 days off of the COVID list because he's unvaccinated, is Saturday. So don't know if he's been asymptomatic. Don't know how his breathing's been. Don't know what kind of shape he's in or conditioning he's in. I'm going to slow down speaking now. That scares me. I don't trust really any, unless you want a boomer bust receiver, start Darnell Mooney, but, and maybe Cole Kmet, because he had a coming off a good game last week. Maybe. Probably trust Cole Kmet more than I do like one of the Bucks tight ends. Bucks are probably just going to run the ball the whole game, try to preserve Tom Brady. If Damien Williams plays, I do like Damien Williams in PPR just from his pure pass catching ability. So that's one upside. But this game's going to get ugly. Start the Bucks defense. Start Mike Evans. Start Chris Godwin. Start Leonard Fournette. Start Tom Brady. There's no Antonio Brown. He's been ruled out. So I expect Evans to have a big game. To end Sunday, we have Colts Niners. Jimmy G is starting for San Francisco. Makes me feel better. Makes me feel better for Elijah Mitchell, because now you actually have a passing threat, because Trey Lance cannot throw any. He can throw out of a paper bag, but he ain't know what direction he's throwing it. I'll tell you that right now. But yeah, so you're going to start Elijah Mitchell. You're not going to start Jimmy G. George Kittle's not there. You're probably going to play Deebo Samuel, because what other receivers they have? Brandon Ayuk has not a thing. And your Brandon Ayuk's game is, again, he's going to be another one of those players where his best game is going to come when he's on the bench for you. He has burnt you so many times. It's definitely going to come when he's on the bench. I would say start Carson, but the San Francisco defense is highly underrated, and they are a lot better than people give them credit for. You're going to start Jonathan Taylor because of where you drafted him. If you need a tight end, Mo Alie-Cox has been consistent over the past 2 to 3 weeks, so you're probably going to play him. T.Y. Hilton has the quad injury. Paris Campbell has a broken foot or ankle, or requires season-ending surgery. So Michael Pittman, is probably a top option as well. I like Michael Pittman over the Bears wide receivers. I like Michael Pittman over Christian Kirk. I like Michael Pittman over Robert Woods. I like Michael Pittman over T. Higgins. Michael Pittman over Michael Pittman over any of the Giants wide receivers. Pittman over Corey Davis, Michael Pittman over probably Terry McLaurin. He's probably going to go off this week, so I don't want to say that. Michael Pittman and T. Higgins are probably where I'm even. But I would probably start Michael Pittman over T. Higgins, going to be completely honest with you. Jonathan Taylor, like I said, you're going to play Jonathan Taylor because where you drafted him, and he's been very hot. Watch the screenplays and watch the runs. He's broken both off recently for some big gains. He is in his late season form now, which is good for fantasy owners. Hopefully he can keep it up, because over the past couple of years, he's gotten hot late. It's very good to see him get hot earlier in the season. Reminds me in a way of Derrick Henry. When Derrick Henry was coming on, he had that late game stretch that probably won a lot of people, a lot of fantasy leagues. And nobody thought he was going to be sustainable. Does it last year, you know, doing it this year, you know, and so on and so forth. It reminds me of Jonathan Taylor. They're two completely different backs. Two completely different skill sets, but Jonathan Taylor would always get hot late, so it's good to see him get hot early. But yeah, then we're going to end the game with the Saints and the Seahawks. Seahawks defense hasn't done a lot, so I do expect Jameis to have a decent game. Probably 3 touchdowns. One of them to Kamara, I'm going to be honest. But I start Winston over Joe Burrow. I'd start Winston over Carson Wentz. I'd start Winston over Ryan Tannehill. So those kind of players. Next, you have Geno Smith and the Seahawks. Oh, you're starting Kamara, obviously. Sorry. Marquez Callaway scares me, especially if Traquan Smith is starting to come back and can possibly play. That's going to take some targets away from Marquez Callaway. So just keep an eye out for that. If I see anything, I'll tweet it out. Also, very quickly, Seahawks, I have DK Metcalf in one of my leagues, and it's driving me nuts. I am hoping they open up the playbook more and let Geno throw the ball. Now, Marshawn Lattimore is probably going to shadow DK Metcalf. I have a decision to make on if I want to start another receiver, make a trade for a receiver, or roll the dice with DK. I'm trying to get a big win. I'm going up against somebody who has a big bye week, but he's probably going to get a little lucky. So that does scare me a wee bit. But we'll see. We'll see what's going on. You know, you never know. But yeah, DK, Tyler Lockett both scare me. Alex Collins doesn't look like he's going to be playing. So Sean Penny is going to get some work as well as Homer. I like them both. Homer's going to... Penny gets hurt a lot, so I don't know how they're going to work it. If you're desperate, like desperate, play one of the Seattle running backs. If not, I would avoid it. I'd go with like Khalil Herbert, you know. Maybe even, I don't even know. Josh Jacobs over him. I like Miles Sanders over the Seahawks running backs. Darrell Williams over the Seahawks running backs. JD McKissick over the Seahawks running backs. Just because you don't know. You could start Penny and it's all Homer. And you're just like, ah, damn, man. Or you start the other one and it's just like, ah, damn, man. Like, what's going on? So there's that. But yeah, it scares me. I'm not really, I'm going to start DK Metcalf. Excuse me. Could just DK freaking Metcalf. I mean, let's be real. He could, something happens, Marshawn falls down, Marshawn Lattimore falls down, whatever the case may be, or DK is a good move, or he breaks a tackle and takes to the house. He has that ability. He has that Calvin Johnson type, just it could happen ability. Good. He's a good receiver, man. He's a really, really good receiver, just like Mike Evans, just like, you know, those types of big receivers that are quick. So you never know. But yeah, we'll see what happens, though. We'll see what happens. Guys, that is my week 7 preview. The waiver wire ads, like I said, is the last episode. That's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, on my Facebook page as well. You can find it on Anchor, on YouTube, anywhere. Anywhere you want to search Sports Euphoria, take a look. This stuff's there. If you want to look for some of the waiver wire ads, if people have been dropped, take a look at that to pick up other people. You can still pick them up either tonight and they'll probably roll over for Sunday, or you can pick them up on Sunday if you need or some any late minute ads. That is my most recent episode. I do appreciate anybody who came by, anybody who stopped by on Twitch, anybody who stopped by on Facebook. I really do appreciate it. And anybody who listens to this podcast later, I appreciate it as well. It's a learning process, as I always tell you guys. The past couple episodes, I've been by myself. I usually have a co-host or try to have a co-host so I don't have to talk all the time and can get a little bit more dialogue going on. Still put out, you know, my weekly picks, my weekly bets, whatever the case may be. Those will still go out on Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. But I really do appreciate it. And I know if you want, I did talk about Trayvon Diggs again and what goes into being a shutdown cornerback and why he is not a shutdown cornerback. And why his interceptions are misleading. But as always, guys, I really do appreciate it. I want to give you guys, you know, the best information and my feelings about how I think players are going to perform based on how other players have performed against these teams previous weeks, how they've looked in the games. I do try to watch these games as I can and just see how the player looks. Like I said with Devontae Freeman, he looks fresher. He looks rejuvenated. He looks younger. He's moving well. Could be because of the three-headed monsters they have back there. I don't know. What I do know is I'm starting him this week because I have to, and I picked him up last week on a whim, and he got me almost 12 points. So we'll see what happens. But, guys, I do, like I said, this is a growing thing in the beginning, so I definitely appreciate the understanding, the people who come through. King coming through earlier on Twitch. He's at the Celtics game right now. Any little bit of helps. If you have questions, you want me to answer them live or whatever the case may be, let me know. I am going to be working again, like I said, on a more structured format. But when I'm doing it solo, I just kind of like just roll with it, because having some dialogue and, you know, I'm talking to myself for, you know, 45 minutes to an hour. So it can get tiresome for myself. And even if I'm, you know, I catch myself yawning, you guys are hearing it because I can't have somebody else talk for me. So again, I do sincerely apologize. But guys, I can seriously not thank you guys enough. For anybody who listens, the listens to the last episode have got, or up to like, I think a 10 or more now. I really do appreciate every listen helps. If there's criticism, please let me know what I'm doing wrong and what you'd like and what I can maybe do better. I'm not a producer. I don't have notes yet. I don't have, you know, an outline. I'm trying. You know, I'm a guy who loves sports, who loves all sports. Like I said, the gaming stuff, I want to talk about Worlds when Worlds is over for the gaming side of things. I appreciate it. And you guys being with me along for the journey means the world. So guys, with that being said, if I can sneak an episode in tomorrow about some stuff, maybe start sits, things like that, I'll see what I can do. We'll work on it. But if not, this is going to be the last episode till Monday or Tuesday. But guys, hopefully this information helps win you guys your fantasy football weeks this week. Go out there, do well, ask me questions, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Twitter and Instagram are sports_euphoria. Facebook, just look up the Sports Euphoria. It's going to be a page that should come up. YouTube is just Sports Euphoria. Twitch, Sports Euphoria. You can watch these live broadcasts that I do stream them with my screen so you guys can see them and see what I'm looking at and everything like that. But it does, guys. It means the most to me. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Like I said, stay safe, be safe. I'll talk to you guys later.